I don't think one can condemn someone for preserving life for the sake of life. Now, what do I mean by that again? So there's a beautiful thing in saying, well, it's in God's hands. And so if I die in the next childbirth, it's in God's hands. There's a beautiful faith in that. I wouldn't condemn that either. Okay. I'm just not going to tell you one or the other is morally right and just. What you want to do is act in faith that God is your God and that he's the one who's the author of all this anyway. If someone decides to go ahead and have more kids and dies in childbearing, now you have an infant with no caregiver. And while, yes, fathers, you can feed the baby out of a bottle, I'm sorry, but that narrative's sailed and you've seen where it's landed now, okay? So the fact is a child without a mother is going to be cursed. And so if you can prevent this through wisdom, that would be wise, right? So I've said this other places, like get out of the mindset of sin, no sin. Leave that for murder, adultery, lying. Let that be where sin is your language. And when you're dealing with something like this, like what is wise is the question. Now, vasectomy may not be wise. You may decide this is really unwise, and that's fine. That's fine, but that's different than calling someone a sinner for it, right? So my encouragement to you here is, you made a decision in faith based upon what you believe to be right. You are not condemned for this. If you regret it, be honest about that and repent in whatever way you need to before God of that, and then be a counselor to those who find themselves in similar positions. Be very frank and open about how you would like more and how procreation is a gift from God and how having a large family is a blessing, right? Don't shy away from that at all.